A reading from the book of Jeremiah. At that time, says the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. When Israel sought for rest, the Lord appeared to them from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Again, I will build you, and you will be built. Again, you shall take your tambourines and go forth and dance with the merrymakers. Again, you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. The planter shall plant and shall enjoy the fruit. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of each one of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O God, for you are our rock and without a doubt, our most blessed Redeemer. We pray this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our text for today comes from the book of Jeremiah, and Jeremiah is a prophet during the Babylonian exile, where his people, the Israelites, are no longer in the land that they know to be their home. They're in this place that is foreign, this place that is unfamiliar, this place that they have no reconciliation with, really. They're just there in this place that they don't know anything about. They're in this place away from their home, away from everything that they know, away from their cultural memory. Exile removes them from what they've known and puts them in a place of unfamiliarity. They're isolated. They're isolated in this place, and they're forced to create a new normal. They're forced to create a routine for their lives in the midst of exile, in the midst of this separation from the land and their home. And here they are, in exile, in a place that is foreign, in a place that is unfamiliar, in a place that is probably scary and terrifying, in this place that is not their home. Exile. Now, that's what was happening in the Babylonian exile, but I think that our exile right now is called social distancing. See, we are also isolated from the things that we love, our sacred spaces, our sanctuary, our beloved marble sanctuary, the place that we come and gather to be together, the familiar parts of us come together to that space. And now, here we are, isolated from that space, isolated from everything that we've ever known, from our friends at school, from our families, from each other. Exile is a lot like what we're experiencing right now with the COVID-19 crisis. But still God says to us, like he said to the Israelites way back then, that the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. The people who survived the sword, well, let's think about what the sword might be for us. The people who survived wars, Vietnam, and so on. The people who survived the terrorist attack of 9/11, the people who survived recessions, the people who've survived racism and homophobia and sexism, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. To find grace means that grace has been there. To find grace means that grace has met us there. So if we open up our hearts, we might experience the grace that God has for us in this wilderness moment, because we have survived the sword. So if we open our hearts, what might God be showing us in this wilderness moment? What grace might we experience in this wilderness moment? God says, God says that when you called on me, I came to you. There's nothing that can separate me from you because my love for you is everlasting and my faith for you is everlasting. If God felt that way for the Israelites way back then, beloved, God has that same sentiment for us right now. God is with us. God hears our cries. God hears our moans and our groans. God's love for us is faithful. God's love for us is everlasting. God says, and again, I will build you up and you shall be built because you survived the sword. If you can survive that, oh, you can definitely survive this wilderness experience. And again, I tell you that you will dance. You will take your tambourines in the street and you will make a joyful noise because I will build you back up and I will give you a reason to dance. And again, God says to us, you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. What we plant right now, the seeds that we plant right now will be the ones that we reap later. So what seeds are we planting? It is my prayer, it is my hope that we are planting seeds of faith and seeds of hope and seeds of positivity so that when this is over, oh, beloved of God, we might reap the reward of what love and hope and faith look like in the world manifest. The people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. God meets us in the wilderness. God is right here with us in the midst of our isolation. God is right here with us in the midst of our uncertainty. God is right here with us in the midst of our fear. God is here. And God's grace meets us here. And that means that God's love meets us here, that God's compassion meets us here, that God's hope meets us here, that the peace that God brings meets us here. Because we are people who have survived the sword. So open your hearts, beloved, so that you might experience God's grace in the wilderness. God is with us. We have to find meaning right now. We have to plant seeds that will blossom and be fruitful and that will give life and so that we might have life and experience it more abundantly. Right now, we are isolated from each other, but God's grace and God's love meets us here in an abundant fashion. There is nothing, no one, there is no isolation that can separate us from God's love because God's love meets us there in the wilderness. There is nothing that can separate us from God's love because God's grace meets us right there in the wilderness. God sees us. God feels us. God is with us. God walks with us. If you're anything like me, this time of isolation is wearing. You might feel emotionally exhausted and physically exhausted and even spiritually exhausted. But this text reminded me that God sees us, that God is with us in the midst of our pain, that God walks with us and gives us new hope in brighter days. Beloved of God, if God's grace meets us in the wilderness, God's grace meets us in each and every place that we go in our lives. God's love follows us there to the deep, dark holes in the pits of our lives that might be depression or anxiety, fear and shame. God's grace meets us there. God's love could not be separated in exile. The physical distance between the people and their land did not separate them from God's love. And I want you to know that COVID-19 will not separate us from God's love. COVID-19 will not separate us from each other if only we open up our hearts to experience God's grace, to meet God's grace in the wilderness and to accept it, to believe that we deserve God's grace. If God's grace meets us in the wilderness, God's love meets us there too. And God's peace meets us there too. And God's healing meets us there too. And this community meets us there as well. Each and every one of us are walking this journey together. And God, God is with us. God is going to give us a reason to dance if only we opened our hearts enough to believe and experience the grace and love made known to us through Jesus Christ. Beloved of God, we have survived many personal battles, and we've survived battles as a community, as a country, as a world. And God was right there with us then, and is right here with us now. The people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. So open your hearts this day so that you might experience what God's grace feels like, what it looks like in the world. And remember to plant seeds of hope and positivity so that one day when this is all said and done, we can pick those flowers out of God's garden and go with each other into this new normal that we will create together with God's help. God will build us up. God will restore us. God will resurrect everything that has been destroyed and damaged, because that's the kind of God we serve. If grace meets us in the wilderness, God's love meets us there too. And it is my prayer that your heart is open so that you might experience what God's love looks like in the world. So go and plant seeds, tend to your vineyard, open your heart to experience God's love and God's grace, because the miraculous is still happening. Miracles are still happening. So pray and believe. And do your part to be love and light in this world. God's grace meets us here, right now, today. So you God's children, you people who have survived the sword, go out into your wilderness so that you might experience God's grace anew. Amen.